Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, March 4th edition of Byers & Company. We have another round of Merit Scholars in the studios with Hickory Point Bank. We'll also be doing a brand new segment with Decatur Memorial Hospital, introduced you to Dr. Travis Jameson and Tupper on Sports. It's coming up now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
It's the Wednesday hangover show, right? Super Tuesday yesterday. I saw a tweet last night that Biden won 9 states, Sanders won 4, and Tulsi Gabbard won a scratch-off ticket. She's still in this race. Do you realize that? Yes. She's not officially dropped out. Bloomberg as well. We'll get into all that a little bit later in the program. It is our great pleasure for the second time this week to welcome Carla Miller into the studios, getting caught up here on our Merit Scholars. You guys identified this. I feel like we're being redundant, but we need to be redundant to explain this. Tony and the crew said, hey, we got a lot of great high school kids, a lot of smart kids doing great things with great futures. Let's recognize them.
That's right. And what we have done is we work with 7 area high schools and their guidance counselors and principals to come up with an objective way to honor the top 4 students from each one of those schools. And so they took a combination of their ACT, SAT score, and their class rank and developed a list of 4 students. And we are here today with some really exciting students from St. Teresa.
Okay. Now, they all come in and called Nick Mr. Smith,
yes,
which cracked me up a little bit. Because isn't it strange, like, the context you have of people in your life versus their context with other people in their life? Because Mr. Smith just made me laugh this morning. Now, is that still the custom in high school, Nick?
I think so. that's how I was introduced the first day I showed up to teach, so I just went with it. Plus, I don't want to be that guy that's like, hey, there's my bro, Nick. You know, I got to ring in the...
I got it.
It is a sign of respect, and so...
No, I'm happy to see that it still exists. All right, so we have 4 students from St. Teresa in today, and at the end of all of this, someone's going to get a $5,000 scholarship.
Yes. Out of the 28 students, we will select one based on their essays and bios and all the good stuff that they sent us. We'll select one as the overall Hickory Point Bank Merit Scholar of the Year. And this he or she will win $5,000 to go toward their future endeavors.
Yeah, and then there's like three runners up that will get a cash prize as well.
Correct.
And so this is, I think it's been very successful so far, don't
you?
It's been nice meeting all the kids because I know there are a lot of grown-ups that go, oh, the future. I meet these kids and I think we're great. It's all good.
Well, and also it tends to be only if you're a parent or you have a kid in school and you go to their senior banquet, do you hear and about all the great accomplishments they've made? And so we felt this was a great way to get the news out about these wonderful students who are doing extraordinary things in our very own city and kind of celebrate them.
Absolutely.
Together.
All right. Are you happy that the weather's warming up a little bit?
I am. I love the sun. It makes me happy.
We're turning into snowbirds. Like I didn't understand that whole Arizona Florida thing when I was a kid, and now every year, man, I get it.
Yes.
This has been a long winter.
It has.
All right. So let introduce our guest here. We have with us the first two of four. Michael Less and Alexandria, I got to say that up front, but you go by Lexi, right? Huck, good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
All right. Lexi, let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I play volleyball all the time. I was in here a couple months ago, I guess, with the St. Teresa volleyball team after we won state. And that is what I do with pretty much all my time. If I'm not doing homework, I'm doing volleyball, and I'm also in our school musical.
Okay, so when did you get involved in volleyball? How young?
My sister is 7 years older than me, so I got involved when I was 5 or 6. I was with a balloon in the living room before I ever even could walk, barely.
That's pretty cool. Now, you know, winning a state championship, that's a big deal. You know, St. Teresa does a lot of this in sports. They have a gigantic number of kids that participate in these extracurricular, I mean, percentage-wise, Carla, you know, of the student body that participate, whether it's football or volleyball or whatever it might be, track, cross country, tons of success. But winning a state championship, I mean, that's a pretty cool thing. You'll take that with you the rest of your life.
Yes.
But that's a lot of work.
Yes, I have put a lot of morning practices and just I have put a lot of work into it, yes.
But it's also something that will apply to the rest of your life, right? I mean, you see what it takes to get an outcome that you desire, the work, the practice, the time that's dedicated to it to get what you want, which is ultimately that state championship.
Absolutely.
All right. So and then teamwork too, right? How many kids are on a volleyball team?
It varies. You can take 15 into the playoffs on a varsity dressed. know.
All right. And then tell me about the rest of you're a member of the National Honor Society, International Thespian Society. Do you like to perform? Act?
Yes, I do like to act. I'm not the best singer, but I can carry a small tune. But I'm pretty dramatic, people tell me. So.
That's also the definition of the age group,
you know,
as
people
well.
People told me I was dramatic, too, so I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
So what's your St. Teresa experience been like?
It's been great. It's been super fun. We're a very small community, so sometimes we know a little bit about too much about each other, but it's also a very close-knit community, I'd say.
Okay, and your family?
I have one older sister, and then I'm very close to my parents. She's 7 years older than me, so she kind of paid.
Your sister, not your mom.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay. Just want to make sure we clarified that.
So she kind of paved the way for me in like academics and athletics.
All right. And so you are a senior. What's your future plans? What comes next for you?
I've committed to Calvin to play volleyball. It's in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay. And I've never heard of that. How did you find that particular school?
My sister played volleyball at a rival school
okay.
in college. And so then I was like, oh, well, this school is good. And I like volleyball. So then that's kind of how I found them.
Yeah. And Michigan's, you get away, but you're not that far away.
Oh, it's like a 5.5.
Yeah. That's about perfect, right?
Yeah.
And I think there's some kids that want to stay home, which I understand. There's some kids that want to get just far enough away just to get a little freedom mm-hmm. and get a little taste of life on their own.
I did that. From Collinsville, it was only a 2-hour drive away, but still, it was 100 miles, and that was far enough away, and I could go home on the weekends, but yet still be far enough away to have my independence.
All right. And Michael, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I play football, and I played basketball for 3 years before this. And I'd like to play video games. And
okay, that's what Mr. Smith does with all of his time. Not only did you play football, were you team captain, as I understand?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the process? How is the team captain decided?
The previous year captains vote on the next year's captain.
So it's your teammates?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's got to be feel good that your teammates felt like you were ready for that role?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of success on the football field, you know, for St. Teresa over the years. I mean, you just sort of think of this tiny school population-wise, and they just have these amazing teams all the way around. I mean, all the state championships, all the state runs, it's pretty cool.
It is, year after year. It's just, it's amazing. It's an amazing feat.
Okay, so what else have you participated in your high school career?
Basketball for 3 years, and I'm part of the NHS.
National Honor Society,
mm-hmm.
right? You've been first team All-Macon County in football, and mm-hmm. You also an Illinois State Scholar, and you got the Ameren Media Scholar Athlete Award, right? That they do that with the Rotary Club.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. You get to sit with a bunch of old people and have chicken at the Decatur Club. That's always fun. So, what's next for you?
I plan on attending Iowa State and going into some type of engineering.
Engineering is a great field. We got a guy that I think is going to be an engineer as well. How'd you pick Iowa State?
Both my parents went there and my brother went there for his undergrad.
Okay. That's a great little area over
it
there.
Is.
You know, people don't realize that's right next to where the Farm Progress Show is when they hold it in Iowa.
I didn't know that.
Every other year. So it's a cool campus and a cool little place.
It's a beautiful state.
Yeah.
I didn't realize what a difference when you get to Iowa. And it's beautiful. And you're right. We were going through Iowa and we stopped at Iowa State. It is really nice.
Pretty cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, guys, you guys are going to be competing for the $5,000 scholarship. How's this all going to be decided?
So we have a committee at the bank who is going to look at all the essays. So they all wrote an essay about what has made an impact on their life. And we'll take a look at that essay and take a look at their bios that they turned in and combine it with their – I mean, everyone is at the top of their class. So that really isn't going to
– We're talking about like just a little degrees
exactly,
of separation.
Exactly, exactly. That's why they're all merit scholars, but we will recognize an overall recipient sometime in May.
Okay. Well, we look forward to all of that. Guys, congratulations on a very successful high school career. I know you got a couple of months left here and then in your future endeavors. Hopefully you come back to this community after you go out and get your degrees and make a difference and continue to be leaders. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.